Maintenance. I have seen situations where the lack of maintenance is unbelievably appalling. A client of mine purchased a building in a foreclosure, and we were doing an initial walk of the property, inspecting each unit. During this inspection, I walked into a unit where a 50-year-old woman was living. There were stacks of newspapers from floor to ceiling, and food and trash were lying out in the open, covering every square inch of the floor. As if that wasn't enough, there were roaches. And not just a couple. There were so many roaches that it appeared as if the walls were moving. I'm not exaggerating. Not only that, but when we examined the kitchen, we found out that her fridge wasn't working. She clearly had no sanitary place to store food, and that explained some of the smell. On examination of the cupboards, we found a bird living in them. The bird had actually pecked away at the side of the building and had burrowed its way into the cupboards from the outside. Who knows how long it had been there? Clearly, this is on the extreme side of deferred maintenance, but it's important to note the problem with a resident like this is that they affect the rest of your residents, too. Roaches don't stay in one apartment. If you want to get rid of roaches, you have to spray that unit and all the units adjacent to it. From an owner's perspective, that is a lot of extra cost. It is imperative that you have sound systems in place for maintaining your property. Maintenance is the single most time-consuming and expensive aspect of owning an investment property. It is often the reason that residents move out of your property as well. If they are not happy with the level of service provided by you, then they will move on down the street. And if they move down the street, you will have to turn the unit, experience lost rent income, and pay to advertise for a new resident. Deferred maintenance can also severely affect the value of your property. Think about my in-laws' house. That, too, was an example of deferred maintenance. Do you remember how much they had to spend just to get their property back into a livable condition? $55,000 in repair costs. That doesn't even include the value of their lost time. The deferred maintenance on their house had severely devalued the property to the point where they couldn't even sell it if they wanted to. And they tried. Given all this, doesn't it seem absolutely essential to have tight maintenance systems? You have to be diligent to forge relationships with plumbers, electricians, HVAC technicians, and others. Would you be confident that if you needed a plumber to go out to your property at 9 in the evening, you would know exactly who to call? Similarly, you need to have a way to log all the work orders that your residents call in. Are your files a mess or are they immaculate? Can you verify and keep track of the time you've spent on each unit? The cost. Something else to consider is that established property management companies have relationships with maintenance vendors and can contract work at a much lower rate than the general public. Even more, they have the ability to be bumped to the top of the list when it comes to responding to emergencies. We call this economy of scale. If you owned a plumbing company, who would you be more motivated to service and service at a discount? An account that represents over 1,000 apartments or someone who owns one rental house? Maintenance is also what people bring up as the most distasteful part of property management when I talk to them. I haven't met too many people who proclaim the joys of toilet cleaning. Do you? Taking care of your residents' maintenance issues will draw you out of your home at all hours and take up a significant portion of your time. Whether you like it or not, your residents look to you to be timely and accommodating to their schedules, not to your schedule when it comes to fixing their homes. They are, in fact, paying for this service. Your property's success will depend heavily upon how well you understand this concept. Here's another rich dad tip. In property management, your resident schedule will be your schedule.